Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And actually today, as we come to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we have two witnesses. Brother Gene Wiseman from Tennessee is joining us. And I want to share with you at first how God brought Brother Wiseman into our lives and into our work of God that we do for him. The good, you know, the Bible speaks of the good works that we are ordained to walk in. And so he ordained us to walk in this ministry out here at Prayer Mountain, told us to get this place, and it would have two purposes: praying in the plan of God in the last days and stopping the strategies of the enemy. He said that he would raise up a prayer force like nations raise up an air force. And so now we've got a good prayer force out here. They're praying every Sunday at 3 o'clock. At Wednesdays at noon at 12, we stream the live prayer. You can also go in on the archives, and it's there at billybrim.org, and you can see what that prayer is like every Wednesday, 12 noon Central Time. We're joined by thousands of people around the world praying at one time, and I think 61-plus countries are usually there every week. And so we do have this place out here. Now we've added a Tuesday prayer, and so it was Sunday afternoon corporate prayer on June 29th, 2008. At that time, there was coming up a presidential election in November, and we were praying hard and heavy about that when the room filled with God, and he literally shook us. And he said, "One thing will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God." He just literally shook us. And the word came through my own mouth, but I tell you, I had no control over it. The Bible does say the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets, but been twice in my life when I really did not have control. And then thoughts shot through my mind, awakenings, the great awakening, American history, the part of prayer in awakenings, study. And so being quite shaken, everyone was shaken. We knew God wanted something from us. We didn't know exactly what. And so I said to the people who were there, "Let's go to God. Let's find out what he wants. And we'll go into our own private prayer closets. And there we'll," we devised a plan. It was all man, all flesh. We were so shaken, though, we had to come up with something. And we said, "We'll every day pray in our own prayer closets. And then I will be back with you, and we'll all be together in 3 weeks. And we'll each say what God showed us in that prayer closet." And I said, "I know that God is going to speak to us in 3 weeks. We'll know what he wants." Well, we did, but it didn't come the way I thought. I got a telephone call from Norval Hayes' daughter, Zona. And Zona said, from Cleveland, Tennessee, where their ministry is. Zona told me that there was a man in their church that she and her dad, Brother Norval Hayes, had great confidence in. She said, "Billy, even sometimes when we leave, we get him to preach here and we leave the church in his charge. And he has called me," she said, "he never, ever has done this before, but he has called me, and he has had something from God that he believes is for you and for Prayer Mountain. And," she said, "I believe it would be a blessing to you to call him." So I did call him. Right away, I could tell, his wife answered the telephone, right away I could tell that these people are good people, had God in their voices. She called him in from out where he was watering trees, I think. And he told me, he started off by apologizing that he didn't know me. "And I'm really glad that you did not know me, Brother Wiseman." Yes. Brother Wiseman is a prophet. Now, the Bible says in the New Testament, Ephesians, that the Lord has given us some gifts. In verse 11 of chapter 4, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until, here's the till word, this is how long we're going to have apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, until We all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ. Well, I don't believe we've made it there yet. Praise the Lord, we will. But until then, he sends the ministry of prophets, and he has sent into our lives. That was 2008. I had told the people I knew we would hear from God. And July 13, first I spoke to him on the phone, and he told me what he's going to tell you. And then on July 13, which I had told them we're going to hear from God that day, we put him online by telephone here to our prayer meeting. And he shared then what he's going to share with you now. And he's going to share the rest of the week because he has some updates from the Lord. All right, Brother Wiseman.
Well, first of all, Sister Billy, it's an honor to be here. My wife and I both say this. We always learn something when we're sitting in your ministry, whether it be by reading an article that you've written, whether it be by radio, listening to you on the Wednesday prayer service. We just appreciate the insight that God's giving you in the Word concerning this latter day and this time that we're in now. I often think of you, my wife and I do, as an end-time Esther, because
that's pretty good company.
Well, with what's going on in Israel,
yeah,
and with the ministry that God's placed in your hands, of course, not limiting your ministry just to Israel, because you have something that blesses a complete body of Christ. And I know in my traveling around, even since our acquaintance, there's many people that's come up to me, and they voiced to me, they've said that God has used you to open their eyes so much concerning Israel and their part in end-time prophecy.
Mm-hmm. End-time prophecy.
And I really believe firmly that a lot of that vision that God had given me just prior to meeting you folks has a great deal to do with Israel.
I do too.
There's so much there. But to go on in brief and to reiterate, perhaps there's someone that's listening that hasn't.
Oh, I'm sure there are many.
Mm-hmm. Us telling that. But when God came to me, I was in a little town, Tazewell, Virginia. Little pastor there. They have it's in the Appalachian Mountains. I was ministering there at their church and a couple other places in the area. I was staying in the church. Some of the churches in the Appalachians, they'll have little places. They call them prophet's quarters or evangelist quarters where you can stay there in the church. And this one happened to be upstairs. And that night I'd been in prayer before I went to bed. And I remember immediately after this, when I woke up, I looked at the clock and it was 3:30 in the morning. And April the 13th, in fact, and this is March, we're pretty close back to April again. But the dream, the nighttime vision went as thus. I was in a room standing, and the room was filled with people. There was people standing around the walls. It was a church service, but yet it wasn't being carried out as a structural church service. It was just people hungry for God and worshiping God. And I heard a voice speak in the mist, and the voice said, "There are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain." At that time, I had no idea there was a place called Prayer Mountain. I didn't know you at all. And but in this nighttime vision, this dream, I turned to look when I heard the voice. But as I was turning, I had premeditated in my mind what I thought I would see. I thought I would see a group of people standing around a large bonfire. That was just in my premeditated mind. But as I turned, that was not what I saw at all. I saw a huge wall glowing like a glowing coal of fire. In fact, an amber color. And there were people that looked as if they were embossed on this wall. Well, as I looked at it to examine it closer, but when I looked at the wall, deep into the wall, there were people. This wall was made up of people. And they were standing erect, straight, they just unflinching. But they were moving, but they were moving forward. Now, the more these people moved forward, the greater this wall became in thickness. The people almost looked transparent, but yet they were like that glowing coal of fire. It was as if you could see heat emanating from them. And the more forward they would move, the greater this wall would become. And you know, I want to inject something here. We are a people that's on the move.
Hallelujah.
And we're not a people that's hollering retreat. We're not of a people that's throwing in the towel.
No.
We're not of a people that will turn back.
No, no.
That's what's irritating Satan so much, is because he can't get us to quit. It's almost as if he's running out of ideas. He's used every tool he can against some of the listeners today. But we're still in the race.
That's right. We don't quit.
Not at all. It's not in our Holy Ghost genes
if we have such.
But they were moving forward. Well, the next part of this vision, I was taken to all I know to say is a great high place.
So this is going to be the third part. First part was the meeting. The second part is the wall. The third part is
this high place that I'm carried to. And from this high place, I could view the complete earth, the planet, the world, the globe. And it was blanketed in just a blanket of heavy darkness. And that's something else I haven't talked much about, but perhaps this week I'll be getting on that.
You will, uh-huh.
But it was a heavy darkness that blanketed this earth. And in the midst of this darkness, I began to see lights springing up in the midst of this darkness. I mean, illumination, just a brightness, a brilliancy, almost a fluorescent white was the color of these lights now that started springing up, almost a blue-white. You know, kind of like the light that you see at an airport at night, zooming through the sky. And these lights were springing up around the world in a power of illumination. And the darkness could not prevail over them.
Hallelujah. Now, you're going to learn more about what that is, that darkness, tomorrow. And your part in it as a light. Because he told me that it was as if lights switched on all over the earth. And drove back the darkness. Yes, the Bible says there will be gross darkness upon the earth, but praise the Lord. He is our light. Hallelujah. And we're the lights of God. And so he's going to share some recent things about this, but we're going to get him to tell more about it tomorrow. You be sure to be here with us. This is Billy Brim, and you can go at billybrim.org. And if you tell people to listen in tomorrow, you can also tell them they can go back on the archives. This will be archived. And they can listen to the opening session. You can listen to it again. This is Billy Brim and Brother Wiseman saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.